This year's State of Obesity Report from the Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation finds Arkansas edging down in its obesity rate from 35.7% to an even 35%. Arkansas now ranks 7th in the nation for obesity, largely because other states' rates are growing. Our new rate is at least minimal progress, but Tanya Johnson, Director of Nutritional Services for UAMS, says we're still not making the fundamental changes that are necessary to curb the obesity epidemic.
You know, fried foods, we eat a lot of heavily processed foods. There's not a lot of clean eating that goes on for the majority of Southerners. And also, being that we are such a rural area, the ability to get out and do daily hikes or walking places or riding bicycles, those things don't play a part in our normal day-to-day activities like they do in some of your more suburb areas.
Berryville resident Delinda Richardson, who successfully lost more than 100 pounds, agrees that it's about fundamental change.
Absolutely. That's why they call it a lifestyle change. It doesn't stop once you hit that goal. You have to continue that journey for the rest of your life, no matter how you lose weight, whether it be counting calories, your carbs, even if you have weight loss surgery. You have to continue that lifestyle for the rest of your life, or else you will not continue maintaining your goal weight.
In 2014, Arkansas was tops in the nation, the most obese state per capita. That designation now belongs to West Virginia. Last year, we tied for third with Alabama. On the other end of the spectrum, Colorado retained its title as the state with the fewest obese citizens. That state tends to attract and keep people who are interested in outdoor recreation. But even health officials there are worried. They say the sharp and steady increase in Colorado's obesity rate is a serious concern, even if 49 states are worse. Dr. Tista Ghosh is a preventative medicine physician in Denver.
We try to stress that, yes, even though we seem like we're lower than everybody else, we're still higher compared to us. In the last two decades, we've become more obese, and so that doesn't mean just because we're the skinniest state, it doesn't mean that we're doing as well as we could be.
John Auerbach, CEO of the Trust for America's Health, agrees. He hopes that some realistic goals can be achieved by the time the State of Obesity Report comes out again next year.
Well, I think it's realistic to begin to see decreases in the obesity rates, small ones at first, and that would be a good sign. I would share with you that if we were talking 2 years ago, I would have been more optimistic about the current situation.
Back at UAMS, Tanya Johnson hopes that lower obesity figures can come from higher breastfeeding rates, more focus on childhood obesity, and a lot more exercise.
I do feel like physical activity is one of the most important things. If we could become a walkable state, a bike-friendly state, have more resources like that to get people moving, that's really what's going to make the change for the majority of the population.
Even the modest decline in Arkansas's obesity rate in real numbers represents more than 20,000 people. I'm Ann Kenda for Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.